The Emperor's New Clothes. There was once an emperor of a vast empire. He was a strange man. He could buy anything he wanted, and he was rich beyond imagination, but what he loved more than anything else was clothes. There was one wing of his palace with 33 rooms, and each room was full of the clothes, and each of these rooms contained a single full-length mirror. He wore one set of clothes for morning, and another to walk in the gardens or ride in his carriage in the afternoons, and then another set of clothes for the evening. He could not resist buying new clothes. There was poverty in his empire. There were children dressed in rags, but this emperor had clothes which he had worn only once. There was a story that men told one another in the taverns which said that there was a footman whose chief and only duty in the palace was to kill the moths that plagued the 33 rooms. The emperor was not a wise or kind man. He was greedy and selfish. When his father died and he became the emperor, he immediately designed all the clothes for his coronation. He had lots of disposable income. In other words, he could shop to his heart's delight. With clothes, he knew what he liked and what he didn't like. He wasn't interested in running the country or politics or military power. He wasn't concerned about anyone else except himself. Clothes made him feel powerful and in control. Clothes, he imagined, sent a message to everyone in the empire and also to himself, that he was an important man. Dressing in something new always made him feel better, at least for a little while. At this same time, there were other men in the empire who were just as hopeless as the emperor, but they showed it in another way. They were crooks who devised new ideas to con people out of their money. One day they were talking about the emperor and his love for the latest fashions and expensive clothes. "I wish we had some clothes to sell to him," said their leader.
"Eh, that would get us a pretty penny, but we don't have any, and so that's that,"